It's time for our high school update. Jan Storrs from Franklin Alternative High School, Coldwater School District, joins us in the studio this morning. And we're at the end of the first marking period already.
Yeah, like a week and a half, the first quarter of school's over.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that it's been flying by? Tell us kind of a little about the start of the school year at Franklin.
Well, probably as most people know, we had kind of a tough start in our building. We had lots of personal tragedy and lots of loss amongst our kids' families, our staff. We had staff members who had some real serious losses this first month of school, and so it was kind of a hard time, and kids were pretty shook up by it. But I'm really proud of them. They did a good job of not letting it drag everything else down in their lives, and they were gentle and kind with each other. They took care of each other, handled themselves very appropriately. I couldn't have asked for a better group of kids when this really tough time was going on. But we're moving on, moving forward, getting to the business of education, and that's keeping us jumping right now.
Yeah. Academics First Initiative unveiled last year in the Coldwater School District. How does that impact Franklin and things that you're trying to do out there?
Well, you know, when we have so many difficulties in a district, you know, with our test scores and things like that, and some schools have been targeted, I think our superintendent did the right thing and said we are all, as a district, going to kind of try and up our game and improve our academics and make sure that we're really doing a better job with all students at all time. So while we're up there in Girard, we're doing the same things that all the other schools are doing. The whole focus is, again, better education for all students at all time. We're kind of focused on, are they learning? How do we know that they're learning? What are we doing if they're not? And what are we doing if they already know it? And that's where our data piece comes in. We're beginning to dig our data up and say, what are they learning? How do we know it? What do we have to do to change it? It's a much more aggressive and, get out there ahead of the game instead of, like, being in the, you know, being lost.
Are you seeing some progress?
We really are. I have to say, I'm really surprised. We started the year with, no games. You know, we usually start off with a day of games, and we started right off in the classroom, tried to set a different tone. Students who did nothing, literally nothing, all last year, enough to stay in the program, but basically didn't do much, are now passing their classes. And so partially it's they've grown up, they've had a year to mature, and partially it's because we're trying to put a different emphasis in the building. We're here to learn. We're not just out here to play and have fun and games, and you need to jump on board. And we're doing things to try and get them on board instead of just hoping they get on board.
Yeah, how's your staff embracing that?
Actually, pretty good. I mean, they're beginning to see progress. We've developed our professional learning communities in our buildings all across the district. Ours has to have a little bit different focus because, as everybody knows, our buildings for students who don't do well because of their personal, emotional, behavioral issues. So we have to kind of incorporate that into our professional learning community because those are the things that get in the way of their learning. So we meet regularly. They have their little committee meeting every week and have gathered data, have developed strategies, have implemented kinds of interventions with kids, and things are actually getting better. So they're seeing progress, and I think, again, willing to keep working at it hard.
All right. What else are you tackling here the next couple of weeks at Franklin?
Well, we have conferences this week, Wednesday and Thursday, and in our building again, because there's minimal parent involvement, we get right on the phone and invite them in. I spent 4 hours Sunday afternoon calling every parent I could, and we have scheduled appointments, and again, hopefully most people show up for those. But one of the things that I was again awed with, as you know, it's not unusual, but it seemed higher this year, is how many students are living on their own with friends, relatives, people who are not responsible for them. There was not a parent to invite in. The number, I think, is higher than in previous years. So that impacts education, obviously. But that's coming up. The big thing for us is we have our craft show coming up on November 2nd, and it's the only fundraiser we do all year. It's the only thing that we involve the kids in as a whole group. We don't have much in the way of sports or activities or clubs to speak of, some little things, but not much. But this is something we try to get all the kids involved. They're earning money for their yearbooks. Because we only print 50 of them, they're like $48 a piece. They're probably a third, maybe, of the regular high school yearbook. So kids just look at that and go, I can't spend $48 on that. So by doing this craft show, we make enough money to kind of cut it down to about $10 a piece. And some kids are able to buy that. But even then, it's hard for many kids to get it. So we really hope that people come out to that. That's November 2nd at the Legg Middle School. It's our 23rd annual. Kids are out there. They're helping. They're loading. They're unloading. They're bringing food to the vendors. It's a fun time.
All right. It's been a great thing. That's been 23 years of that craft show. Jan, thanks, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Jan Storrs, who is the principal at Franklin Alternative High School, Coldwater School District, with us this morning on our high school update.